Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It's funny. I'm reading this story this morning. There's a new poll out, and I'll round up. And let's say 80% of American adults say that they consistently watch two screens at once. So that means you're watching TV and looking at your phone, or you're on your laptop and you got a TV on in the background. Hold my beer. I caught myself the other day. I had two laptops open in front of me because I was doing two different work things. I had the TV on. I had the iPad on something, and I was scrolling on my phone. I was like, psh. At one point, I did look up, and I was like, I've got so much radiation in front of me right now.
Well, and not only that, but your attention span is like that of a gnat.
All over the place.
I couldn't focus. Too much.
Well, then I look here in the studio, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 monitors in front of me, and my phone's on right now, too.
Yeah. No, it doesn't
This
stop.
Is my life. The blue light's not good for my skin.
I'll tell you that much right now. Well, and even just like watching a movie or a show, like I can't tell you how many times I'm watching like one of my reality love shows and I've got my phone, right? And I'm scrolling and it's on in the background and I'll look up and somebody's crying. I'm like, oh crap, how'd that happen?
I
gotta rewind it to see who made her cry, you know? I am so guilty of this.
It's definitely not healthy. I mean, I've had the iPad up on the elliptical while I'm working out and then something'll, you know, catch my mind. So that's going while I'm scrolling on my phone, too. And then I get all wobbly and fall off and break a hip.
You know what I saw that I am so intrigued with now are phoneless and technology-less retreats. There's a whole market for them now where you can like go up into the mountains for 5 days and they take all your technology. And they're saying that, the building with the community there that's there with you, like people are coming back just like completely changed. Their stress levels are gone. Anxiety is lowered. Like I'm at least going to look into it because I'm with you. I think we could all use a little escape from our devices.
I just last night was posting stuff for this here morning show on the socials. And with all due respect, I looked at my wife and I said, I hate doing this.
I am
so overdoing this. Yeah. I don't know if anybody cares. I'm just tired of doing it, you know, because it's a process because you're posting it on 3 different Facebooks and 3 different Instagrams. And maybe you throw it up on a TikTok. And it's like it's so time consuming to do all of this.
Yeah.
And I just was like, how many minutes have I wasted throwing content up? You know?
Yeah.
And it's time I'll never get back. And I was getting so anxious because my phone was running slow and my editing program wasn't working. And then it wasn't uploading. And I was like, is all this frustration worth it?
Is it worth it? Is a great question.
And then we got 2 likes and I was like, oh, it's worth it.
It's worth it.
It is so worth it for these 2 thumbs ups.
It's worth it. But
it's not worth it.
Well, and that's the thing is I think because we come in here and we do a show and we're creatives for, 4 or 5 hours out of the day. So we do kind of upload our creative process already in a way.
Exactly.
And then all day long, we have to continue doing that.
I'm tapped out.
Like our bucket's empty. It's definitely a little exhausting. But
I have no more creativity. I'm sorry. By 6 o'clock at night, I'm not creative anymore.
It's gone. I know. I don't even have words, Jeremy.
Nothing. I'm so not creative. That's why dinner last night was just a bowl of white rice.
Yeah.
I didn't even have the bandwidth to cook anything. Enjoy your rice, children. Dad is tapped out.
Oh, gobble up.
But first, let me post a picture of this rice on Facebook.